From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Senate is expected to vote on a bipartisan bill, possibly as early as today, that will free up small and mid-sized community banks from regulations put in place after the financial crisis. One provision would relax how the banks report who gets housing loans. Banks, on the one hand, say it would be needed relief. Critics say it could lead to unmonitored and potentially discriminatory lending practices, Marketplace's Renata Sago reports.
Many small and mid-sized community banks have dropped out of the mortgage lending business over the past decade. It became too complicated and costly to comply with strict federal rules. Paul Mirsky with the Independent Community Bankers of America says the new bill would roll back the rules, meaning more banks offering access to credit for more customers.
So we don't just get left with a handful of mega banks and Wall Street banks doing all of the lending in the country.
The new law would exempt banks offering fewer than 500 mortgages a year from reporting data such as the age and credit score of potential borrowers. Mirsky says that would save money and time. But Mirsa Baradaran, who teaches banking law at the University of Georgia, says it's information that matters.
Data that would be really helpful as communities and as advocates try to push banks to not discriminate.
According to the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, if the law is changed, 85% of banks could operate without reporting comprehensive data. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.